You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the Holy Church on the Sunday following our second Pascha of our parish, when we celebrate the Holy and Great Prince Vladimir. And we gather to hear a very interesting reading from Romans. In a way, St. Paul is saying the absolute obvious in today's reading. But in another way, it's very clear that we need to hear this, especially in our times. And I'm thinking specifically about the verse which says, abhor evil and cling to that which is good. I think in the King James it actually says, cleave to what is good. And that's an interesting word which we won't talk about, but it's its own antonym and its own synonym. Anyway, the point being that here we are being told to stay away from evil and to stay near that which is good. Which on its face, very obvious, very simple, we think, not a problem. But you know what? We are really bad at this. We are not really very good at discerning what's evil and what's good. Now, we'll be handing out a list at the end of the service with everything that we want, because it's impossible to enumerate everything that is evil and everything that is good. It's not possible. So, because that's not possible, therefore, we have to figure out another way to approach this. Because St. Paul didn't say, follow the list that we are now giving you. He said, to stay away from evil and to stay near that which is good. That means it's on us. We are the ones who have to be able to decide. Now, to me, this brings us back to our kind of ongoing discussion about the Orthodox filter that we need to build so that we are living in the world but not being consumed by the world. Now, we understand what a filter is. It's the thing that keeps our coffee in the right place where the coffee goes down and the grounds stay out. That's the first thing we think of. But we have actually built ourselves a very, may we say, robust filter. Unfortunately, that filter has been built to do exactly the opposite of what we want to strive to do. We have built the filter of the secular world for ourselves. And if we go home and we sit down and we watch television for many hours, we will strengthen that filter. Or if we spend too much time on our computer, we will strengthen that filter. Or if we are spending all our time reading worldly books or other kinds of things like this that are stressing the secular aspect of life and not the spiritual, we will strengthen that filter. We have got that filter strong. And what that filter does is it lets in everything from the secular world and keeps out our spiritual life. But we want the opposite. You see, what we are seeking to do, brothers and sisters, is to let in which is appropriate for an Orthodox Christian and keep out that which is not from our soul. We are all swimming in this same water. We are all in the same ocean. You can think of any kind of metaphor you want to. We are living in the world, but we have to find a way to not become part of the world. Yet we have been striving, many of us for years, to completely make ourselves part of the world and have our faith as something at most as a sidebar. I think St. Paul, I'm confident in saying this, would say this is not the way that we are supposed to be approaching. What we are really doing is keeping close to that which is evil and keeping away that which is good. So brothers and sisters, when today we have this reading from St. Paul, where he's exhorting us, exhorting the Romans, and through them us, and actually we are great surrogates for the Romans if you think about it. They worshipped the body, basically, and so do we. So I think that we really have to see the Romans, this epistle to the Romans, as something that is talking just exactly to us. And what he's saying to them is this. You gotta flip the filter. You got it backwards. You need to change it so that you're keeping out those things which are evil and letting in those things which are good. Now, The temptation is to say, okay, that's it. No more do I ever talk to anyone who is not a member of this parish. And no more do I ever read any book that is not, you know, approved by the patriarch. And no more do I ever do anything, go anywhere, that I'm not completely surrounded by Orthodox people. This is called, brothers and sisters, an extreme, right? This is building a cult where we all think alike, we all do alike, we all... That's not what God is asking us to, right? We are good at extremes too, very good. You know, it's either we are really hot or we are really cold, but we can't seem to find that middle path. And look how lovely we have this middle path right in the middle of the church to remind us that we are striving for the middle path. So how do we do that? How do we get to this point where we have built this filter in such a way that we are keeping out evil, but we are letting in that which is good? And brothers and sisters, it all comes down to our effort in God's blessing. We like the idea of God taking care of everything. I signed up for this. I got baptized. Now it's all on God. I'll see you at the heavenly kingdom. That's not the way that it works, you see. We work together with God in a concept which is called synergy. We are struggling together with Him. See, with, very important, not against. This is where we kind of get confused. Sometimes we are struggling against God. That's not what we are striving for. We are trying to work with God, to ask Him to help us on this path of life that we are treading together as a parish family. Sometimes more alone, sometimes more together. So, brothers and sisters, today, as we have this beautiful day that the Lord has given us, and we have the freedom to come to the church and to worship Him, let's decide that we are going to work on our Orthodox filter, and we're going to really try to break that secular filter that we have built. That we are going to strive in the upcoming Lenten period, which begins on the 14th of August, and is a very short one, just 2 weeks, to read more spiritual things, to turn off the TV. Believe it or not, you are not violating any federal or state laws if you don't watch the television. To come to church more often, to prepare ourselves to partake of Holy Communion more often, to say our prayers every day in this short Lenten period, with our families. And brothers and sisters, if we can engage this short Lenten period in this way, if we can decide that we're going to turn off the television, that we're going to pursue a spiritual life, we can begin to break down that secular filter that we built all these years and begin to build an Orthodox one. An Orthodox filter does not keep everything of the world out. And this is so important to understand. But it lets in that which is appropriate for us and keeps out that which is not. Just like St. Paul says, stay away from evil, draw near to good. I can't tell you, and it would be impossible for us to be in contact all the time and me telling you, yes, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. And it wouldn't be spiritually appropriate in any case. You, I, we need to build our spiritual filter so that when something appears to us, we can decide, this is okay. This is good for me as an Orthodox Christian. Or you know what? I'm just going to walk away because that's not good for me. Brothers and sisters, it takes time. It takes effort. But if we engage and we ask the Lord's help and we ask the Lord's blessing and we do our best, then this verse from St. Paul today, where he is exhorting us to stay away from evil and to come close to good, will be for us not just something that was read by some reader someday in the temple, but it will be for us words for our salvation. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.